Now, the term easy cash is a rather easy term to understand. As we've been saying in other venues very recently, the manifestation of cash in dollars or pounds or euro or whatever the currency is that floats your boat is actually a very, very simple thing. It's actually one of the easiest things that you can do. One of the reasons we say that is because culturally, as we like to say, you no longer have to wait for the check to clear. You no longer have to wait for it to get to you in the mail. You're now in a place, if you have set yourself up for this, where you can have instant payment for something that you can instantly then turn around and use to spend in whatever way you wish, if that's what you're wanting. So it's very, very, very easy. And also, you don't even have to print out a piece of paper in order to have this cash. No one needs sign on the dotted line. They just simply enter a bunch of numbers at a computer and press send, and then within a few seconds, you have access to whatever it is that they have offered to you to your credit. So, and we're just talking about, of course, the cultural things, the physical things, the manifest things. We're not really talking about the idea. Now, because there's really no barrier of any effective sort for you to receive cash, dollars, or pounds, or euro from where you sit, now you can really, really see cash is an idea. So you may have in your wallet or in your purse or in a coffee can in the freezer a bunch of currency notes. You may have gold coins, silver coins, platinum ingots sitting in a deposit somewhere or sitting in a vault somewhere. You may have a jar of coins that sits upon your dresser. And that's the physical cash, dollars or pounds or euro. But what you probably have more of are virtual dollars, pounds, or euro. Bits and bytes of data that show a number assigned to your name, your benefit, to your credit, that represent really just simply memory stored on a computer somewhere. Now, it's transactional in nature, and someone did something in order for this to happen, most likely. But what we're trying to remind you of here, and what we really want to show you and to invite you to notice, is that right now, right here, at this place, in this time, in this way, it is very easy for you to imagine having cash and then to allow it to happen. All that needs to happen is you just have to be willing to let, first of all, your imagination take shape. Second of all, to stop pushing away the contrast that is actually helping you fertilize your imagination. And third of all, be willing to have it. Some of the dilemmas that you may be accustomed to sort of trying to figure out and sort out on your own are things like, well, how will it happen? And what will I have to do? And who do I need to talk to? And how do I do this? 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 None of which is actually necessary. You can do anything you want, and we highly recommend that you do. Do what it is that you want to do. But don't do it because you think you should. And don't do it because you think you need to. And don't do it because you've screwed yourself up into taking the action. Our suggestion is simple. Imagine what you're wanting and relax. Let it happen for you. Let it arise. Let it come to you. We're not talking about sitting on the couch eating bonbons, unless what you want to do is sit on the couch and eat bonbons. If that's your pleasure, then we would suggest that you do it. One of the things that we invite you to notice in particular here today is what it is that it feels like to have more and more and more cash that you're wanting. What it feels like for you to be in the right place at the right time, in the right way, with the right amount of dollars, pounds, or euro to your credit, either because they're in your wallet or in the coffee can or in the bank vault or because they're to your credit on some computer somewhere. It's our suggestion that you pay attention to how this feels and then begin to live your life from that feeling. But that's just part of it. The other part is to be very clear. This is what I want, and this is what I will have. You are a manifesting machine. Every single thing that happens for you, and everything happens for you, happens because of you. It is your intention to have these experiences, and they are happening to your benefit and on your behalf, and it's quite powerful. So if we were in your shoes, what we would be doing right now is thinking about how wonderful it feels to have what it is that you're wanting, but also be thinking about what it is that you actually want. Now, if it is too difficult to get to the specifics, then don't. Don't do this because you think it's an exercise or a principle or a process you need to do. Reminding you again, you never need to do anything, including any of the worthy things that we suggest that you might want to do. But we don't suggest them because they need to be done. We suggest them because they may be helpful at some time, whether that is right now or sometime later. Again, you are always in the right place at the right time in the right way, and everything is always happening for you. That is where you are, that is what is happening, and that is how this works. The dilemma that most of you have with cash is that you think of it in terms of money. So our definition of money is something that is going to happen in the future or something that happened in the past. Money is an intangible idea that you can't ever really get a grasp on, that you've never really been able to figure out, that you've never really been able to solve. Some of you have been very good at avoiding the topic of money, and that's good, but you can have something better than all of this, and that is cash. Cash is in your hands. Cash is what that plastic card in your purse or wallet is connected to. Cash dollars, cash pounds, cash euro, rubles, whatever it may be. Your job is never to figure out how to get more of it. Your job is to decide how much you're going to have and then allow it to happen. But there's two things. One is that you're going to want to stand behind the idea. You're going to want to decide, yes, I can have this and I can have it. And I can have it and I do have it. And in the having of it, this is what it feels like. And it's done. And so I do not need to go do anything other than whatever it is that I want to do, knowing that whatever it is that you want to do is in alignment with the having of whatever it is that you want to have. These things go hand in hand. So you get to have your cake and eat it too. You get to manifest the cash dollars that you desire, and also at the same time, you get to have the feeling that goes with the having of it, and you can have that now. You don't have to wait. So if you think, well, life will be so much fun if I had all the cash that I wanted, then start living your life from that place of fun now. Don't wait for the cash. The cash is coming, but it's not going to come as long as you say, I don't have it. That's a money problem. When you say, I don't have it, you're talking about money, because you have cash. Even if you have just a penny, you have cash. The point is not, well, I don't have enough and I need to get more, or I've not done it right and so I don't have what I want and I should do something different so that I can get more of what I want. Those are all still money, 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 money problems. Cash is just simply what you have, and when you put your attention, this is a basic metaphysical concept, very simple stuff. When you put your attention on what you have, it magnifies, it amplifies. And our suggestion here is that you continue to do that. You continue to give yourself the powerful, powerful, powerful thing that you actually, indeed, actually want. That you continue to give yourself the benefit of the doubt. That you continue to give yourself the opening and the possibility. That you continue to give yourself the havingness. You're doing all this already with so many things. Cash just may not be one of them right at this red hot minute. But then again, maybe it is. This is all very, very easy, is what we're saying. Here are some basic ideas. Here are some basic creativity stimulators, these things that we said to you. But you have already what you want. The easy part is just realizing that you no longer need to fight the reality that you're in, that you have, because it's not measuring up to what you want. And it's actually very difficult to fight something that you have created. It's actually quite painful, as you know. You no longer have to do that. You never did have to do it. And today, we would really suggest that you not. Today, we would suggest that you really give your attention to what it is that you have created. And to notice that as good as this is, it's only going to get better. That's really easy to do. It may take a little bit of understanding, and it may take a little bit of experience with this idea. But we know that eventually, whether it's later this afternoon or tomorrow morning, you will remember that the thing that is easy to do is the thing that you want to do. That was always the case, it has always been the case, and it always will be the case. Allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to imagine. Allow yourself to wander around in a reality that is not physically present yet. Because when you do, you are laying out the foundation for that reality to come into form, whether it's in 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days. But when you decide, I can have this, and it is done, and it is easy, and it is simple, and it is mine, and it is done, and it is done, and it is done, done, done. It is, because you're always right. Now, you're going to have contrast. We'll talk about this more as this series unfolds. You're going to have contrast, and that's perfectly fine. The easiest thing with contrast is to just let it be what it is and not try to fight it or figure it out or get rid of it. But for now, for today, what we want to say is this is really easy. It has never been easier in your culture. Manifest cash dollars or pounds or euro. There's nothing between you and there. No check has to be written. No mail has to be sent. No envelope has to be stamped. Just a few strokes of the keyboard, and voila, there's your cash. Now, how you get there from here, for some of you, this is very obvious. For others, you may be thinking, well, I don't have anything like that set up. But yet you can quite easily. And not only that, there may be something that you're wanting to sell, to offer, to make available to your friends, to your clients, to your customers, in such a way that they are going to want to buy it. The thing is, however, you don't need to figure that out, and this is not a call for you to do that. But you might want to pay attention to see if any inspired action has arisen as a result of these ideas as they're floating around in the air. And if it has, and it's easy, that's the whole point. Then we would suggest that you go ahead and do it. If it's not easy, if it seems very complex, walk away and do something that is easy, because easy cash comes on an easy boat, and an easy boat can only sail on an easy ocean. And the easy ocean only exists when you let it be that way. Otherwise, it's a tumultuous storm that it has to fight through. And that resistance is the storm. The resistance is what is keeping what you want from you. And you've been trained, and this is the last thing we'll say here today, you've been trained to believe that the resistance that you're feeling is coming from outside of you, that it's situations or circumstances or other people that are somehow getting in the way, or your own timidity, or your own unwillingness to actually take action and go do it and go big. But none of those things are true. It's just within yourself, and it's not the resistance of, I'm not doing enough. It's the resistance to the idea that everything you're doing is exactly right, because that is what is really true, and that is actually very easy to see if you will let it happen.